And welcome you this morning to our church service. We're glad to have you here with us. And we have a few announcements I'd like to bring to your attention. First of all, the middle part there of your bulletin, just an update about the Sunday school offering. The primary department Sunday school offering has for many years gone to the Weens. And the CE board has made a decision. They're going to shift that now to that will go to Andrew and Marissa Elliott. So that's the first Sunday of each month, just the primary department offering that will be going to the Elliotts. Now, the rest of Sunday school offering goes to help provide for Sunday school materials and so forth, but just an FYI on that. And also on that note, with Sunday school, we're looking for a Sunday school teacher for the fours, fives, kindergarten class to start in June and to teach for the summer. So if you would be interested in that, you could talk to Mark Kettlehut, or you could talk to Barbara Grummet, or you could talk to anyone else who's on the CE board. Another possible opportunity to serve is we're looking for someone to lead our VBS this summer. And that will be coming up at the end of May, first part of June, and looking for someone to lead that. And Mark Kettlehut would be the person to talk to about that as well, if you would have any interest in taking on that responsibility. And then you see also there that SBA's Megateen Retreat is at the end of March. There are some registration forms on the table in the foyer. If anyone's interested, that's for students in grades 7 through 12. And then Club Rock. We have a little bit of Club Rock left, and there are some opportunities to provide treats for that. There's a sign-up sheet in the foyer for that. March in particular, I think there's a lot of openings to provide treats for the Club Rock snack. So if you'd be interested in that, you could please sign up there. And then you take a look at the calendar, you see other activities that are coming up. There is youth group tonight, as well as the Chosen Bible Study. Both those things start at 6. Do we have any other announcements this morning? Okay, our call to worship this morning is in Philippians. Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 through 8. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross.
Let's take our hymnals, turn to number 66. The song we're going to sing is titled, To God Be the Glory. Let's stand and sing together, number 66. To God be the glory, great things he hath done. So loved he the world that he gave us his Son, who yielded his life an atonement for sin, and opened the life gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son and give him the glory, great things he hath done. Oh, perfect redemption, the purchase of blood, to every believer the promise of God. The vilest offender who truly believes that moment from Jesus a pardon receives. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come.
come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he hath done. Great things he hath taught us, great things he hath done, and great our rejoicing through Jesus the Son. But purer and higher and greater will be our wonder, our transport when Jesus we see. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he hath done.
Thanks for singing, and ladies, thanks for playing. Now, let's take a minute to tell somebody you're glad they're here this morning.
Again, we welcome each one of you. Grateful that you have chosen to worship with us today. This is our opportunity to bring our prayer requests and praises before the congregation. Just a reminder of one of our own who is on a three-month mission trip. Keep praying for Jackie Burma as she is in South Africa and for the time that she is there. Are there other prayer requests or praises? Yes, Deb. Yes, we will pray. I appreciate you updating us through Caring Bridge, and the frustration patience thing is coming through. So, yes. But we are grateful that God brought you to a doctor that you feel comfortable with. So we'll pray for the rest. But they do have to go back the late end of March to go get the rest of the tests done for Nathan. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yes, Bree. The prayer request is for Kim Robbins. She is one of Sunshine, and I've lost where Kim went. She's right there. You're a senior, correct? That's what I thought. You lose track of time. It doesn't seem like you've been here this long as you have, but we have been able to watch Kim be a part of our church body through the school year. She has gone to Puerto Rico before, but she is also going to be doing the three-month internship program, very similar, same place that Jace Burma was at, but she, not only for her time to prepare her heart, but also for her finances. We'll be praying for her. Other, Shirley. So the prayer for Ernie is for healing, and the prayer for Shirley is patience. So I'm sure he is a wonderful patient. He has a wonderful... That is a wonderful testimony. Other prayer requests or praises? Yes, Connette. One of our former graduates from Sunshine, Samara, her and her husband Liam, their daughter was born a couple of weeks ago through C-section. The daughter's about a little over a pound. She was very, very much a preemie. Samara has been able to get out of, was released from the hospital, so they transitioned to the Ronald McDonald House. The procedure, the C-section, was a little bit more difficult than they thought, but their young one, is it Ember? Amberlynn, yeah. Is doing as well as she can, as that young of an age, that small. So we continue to pray for Samara and Liam. And is it Ember, like E or A?
E.
E, so it is. Sometimes my hearing isn't as good as I thought it was. Ember. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Dale.
This could have been an announcement instead of a prayer request. Some new friends of ours, Michelle and Dewey LaRue, right here. They live in the George Melbourne place. You've met them before.
Yes, I have.
As many times as we've been gone.
We don't normally call out our visitors, but we are grateful for Dwayne and Michelle being a part of our body, and to see the families coming in to areas. We understand that transition, it's always hard to see longstanding family as a part of our church, but it's good to see others come, take over places, and that always part of life is transition. But we do welcome you and pray for, I know Dwayne also had shoulder surgery. He's not as good as a patient as Ernie is, but yeah, because he has a sling on. That's right. But we do welcome you, and gratefully you're here with us.
East Palestine,
Ohio, with all the issues there from the train derailment. We'll be praying for the people, for the response. Is one of those things I know those who live there would like answers, and so we will be praying for the East Palestine people. Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for the opportunity we have of coming in worship, for the country that you've placed us in. We understand that there's no perfect place. Every country on this earth is ruled by people, and people are sinful. But we thank you for the freedoms we do enjoy, and we do thank you for the opportunity of worshiping you freely. You have created us to worship. You've instilled, even in the created order, a day to be set apart, not only for rest, but to focus our attention upon you. You deserve, because of who you are, even if you had not sent your son, to be worshiped. That you are our creator, we are the creature, and just as the psalmist says, what is man that you are mindful of him? And it is a humbling aspect of humanity that even in the choices that we have made way back even in the garden of turning our backs on you, you still pursued us. And Father, that is the reminder that you still are active in this world today, that you just did not walk away, set things in motion, but you are living and active. Your word tells us that you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. Father, we lift up our service to you. We thank you for each one that is a part of today, whether in person or through the live feed or through our audio recordings this afternoon. Father, we pray that for these requests, we lift up Jackie to you as she is actively involved in ministry in South Africa, that you would give her open doors to minister as you refine her and mold her into your son's image. Father, help her also with the contact she has with students and to opportunities to spread the gospel. Father, that also we think of Kim as she is preparing her time to not only graduate from Sunshine, but also spending the 3 months in Puerto Rico, that you'd open doors, especially for the financing, that she would see your hand of provision, as well as the opportunity to not just spend 10 days with the Peels and the ministry there in Puerto Rico, but for 3 months, and that you would be giving her direction and guidance for the direction of her life, that the pathway that you've called her to. We also lift up Brian and Deb and Nathan, thankful for the safety in their travels this week, knowing it was disappointing to get all ready for a week and then to be coming home so soon. But we do thank you for the little things, and maybe not so little as getting to meet the doctor and to establish rapport with him. We pray for the patience that they need as they await the month of March and the testings that they can have done. Father, we continue to ask that you would be healing Nathan, that you would be renewing his body and his mind, patience for and a true sense of your peace and presence in their whole family's life. Father, we ask that you would continue to heal Ernie from his shoulder surgery, for patience for Shirley. Thank you for the helpmates that you've called alongside of us, that as the vows go in sickness and in health, and you bring both into our lives, and you bring helpmates alongside of us to be able to walk through those times together. And we just pray that they would truly be mindful that you are there in their midst, and that you would heal, but also knit their hearts together. Father, we lift up Samara and Liam, their daughter Ember, and this long journey that they are on. Father, that you would help each day Ember to grow stronger, for her body to develop as it should. And we just marvel at what you have allowed doctors and staff to be able to do. It is just a reminder that we are fearfully and wonderfully made, and that you as the great physician have raised up others, even if they don't know you as their Savior, but if you have gifted and guided their hands, and we continue to pray for them through the highs and lows of this pathway they are on. Father, we lift up our country to you, and especially think of those in Ohio and Pennsylvania dealing with the derailment and the answers that they desire, the health and the protection they need. Father, that you would be truly using your church to be your hands and feet in this situation. We also think of those in Turkey and Syria that have dealt with this earthquake and the devastation that has been brought, not just through that event, but also through the wars that have been going on in Syria. And Father, for those that know your name, that come to help in a tangible way, that you would give them opportunities to witness for you, to be your hands and feet in that situation. Father, we lift up Grace and Stephen May to you and her work with Navigators in the not only at KU, but in the surrounding different schools. I continue to open doors for her and for this opportunity, looking into the very opportunities that she'll have in next January, that you would be raising support, but also opening doors for them as they expand the ministry for Navigators. Father, for our time today, we ask that you would use this offering for your honor and glory, both here in our midst and around the world. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.
You know, the snow is coming this week, and I was having a conversation with a parent this week, and they said, how you doing? Because it's been a lot of snow with all these kids. And I said, you know, I usually don't prepare my mind for spring till at least we get into March, because otherwise it's a fail no matter what. But it's also amazing when you hear little kids talk about how beautiful the snow is, because it's a gift from God. So that's why I'm going to look at it this week. So just thought I'd share that. We're going to sing this morning. Please stand. Come sing with us. Come praise the Lord. Music. Share a little devotion with you this morning as they tune their instruments and stuff up here. So, and it's actually for tomorrow's, but it was speaking to me today. So here we go. Learn to live from your true center in me. This is Christ speaking. I reside in the deepest depths of your being, in eternal union with your spirit. It is at that depth level that my peace resides continually. You will not find lasting peace in the world around you, in circumstances, or in human relationships. The external world is always flux, under cruise of death and decay. But there is a gold mine of the peace deep within you, waiting to be tapped. Take time to see the riches of my residing presence. I want you to live increasingly from your real center, where my love has an eternal grip on you. I am Christ in you, the hope of glory. Why I shared that devotion a little bit this morning is because I just feel like the world we're living in, which I'm sure you all do at many times, is is becoming more and more ugly. Satan's happy. He's thrilled with where we're going or what the world is doing. And when I read my devotions, and granted, I'm not perfect. I don't get it done every day. But it's funny how God, the Holy Spirit, in that devotion finds you where you're at, speaks to you, and uses it for him, for his glory, and then through you. And when we listen to our prayer requests, and when I listen to friends or people that reach out to me, or even in my own world, or in our world, if we don't focus where Jesus is, in truth, we're really lost. If we don't find his glory in what he blesses our heart and our souls with, because of his love for us, again, we're lost. And so I just, when I read this today, I thought to myself, this is something that we need to do every day for everybody that's around us. There's so many people that are hurting and broken, and God's love is there if we only allow it to be, and if we go alongside of him and help him love others. So we're going to sing our last song together.
From the moment.
goodness. And the reminder, too, that as we look at the world around us and we see things that are ugly and that we don't like and that we don't understand, the reminder that you are faithful, you are good. Thank you for your love for us. In Jesus' name, amen.